previously on the Mike Knox Show.
And I want to talk about this right here from AEW. Most importantly, from AEW fans that are out there. What's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Uncle P? They just need a break. I feel you. You also put, if done right, you won't miss them. Push others. I agree with you on that one. Becky will be
hands
on
off.
A UK tour.
Hands off.
Sorry. Man, you put people in charge in your own damn show. They just go touch shit. It's my show. The footage of what happened at All Out between Jack Perry, a.k.a. Dillon McKay Jr., and yeah, that's what I call him. I hated his name of Jungle Boy. I'm thinking AEW, there's no way they're going to show this footage. It's going to be kind of dialed up some kind of way. They're going to make a spoof about it. Well, let's think why they showed this footage. It's the week of WrestleMania. Let's get, just like everybody who goes to WrestleCon and all these other shows that get put on TV, because they want to take advantage of the crowd of what's at WrestleMania.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! At the Money Night Raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply. We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
And welcome, everybody, to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox and the crew. Today, people, we are here to talk AEW Destiny. We are here to talk WWE tag team titles, world titles, drafts. We're here to talk first evers, but should it still be considered the first ever? Because damn, by now, when is it the norm? Welcome to Unpopular Reviews, the Mike Knox Show. And people, today, I'm not bullshitting this time around. I'm not just saying this shit. Like, it's a plethora, okay? It's a lot of shit to talk about, okay? Hashtag mama, please forgive me because I keep cursing. Hashtag I'm sorry, we're adults. People, let's talk about today's show here on the Mike Knox Show as Swerve Strickland is your new world champion. Belt kings and wrestling fans out there that just because we're wrestling fans say that Ospreay and Daniel Bella's husband? Yes, himself, Bryant Danielson, match of the greatest of U.S. history? I'm not Dice Man, but I'm not going to walk away. This show just started, okay? But on top of that today, I mean, if you did not watch the SmackDown show, I mean, as the bloodline turns, it's iron sharpens iron. So I got to say, blood in or blood out, welcome to the Mike Knox Show, please, people. Make sure you please follow my people backstage holding me down. Without them, I couldn't be here, okay? Shout out to Dice Man holding me down, my producer. He tells me to keep my shit off the stuff and it's my show. Shout out to the longest reigning fan, not named Herbie. Shout out to Herbie. All right, holding me down backstage. The Victorious Ones podcast, 301 King Von Jr. Jr. Make sure y'all check him out, y'all. I mean, it's the best in everything. If you like it, I'm quite sure he's playing it and talking about it, okay? Check him out. But today, we are joined by the host, one of the hosts, if you will, so to speak, of the AEW show as we talk AEW Destiny. What's going on, Dan the Man? You're muted.
Oh,
there you go. You're
well,
good.
There we go.
Go ahead.
What's going on, Mike?
That's probably my fault. Go ahead. Right ahead.
It's a great day. We're coming off a huge historic event. This is one of AEW's biggest pay-per-views, I think, of the year. And I feel like I say that
of one the year? After the next.
Well, this was historic in a lot of senses, and you understand. You okay. get why. You yes. get why it's historic.
Okay. Tell me the obvious. You got the obvious going.
So this was a huge new crowning of a new champion, a new king. This is a brand new face of the company. And this is a good turn to something very different and could be very beautiful if done properly. And not just that, we also had the return of the scapegoat.
Hey. At least the name GOAT is up in there somewhere, okay? Because Matthew Perry's son, listen, Dan, you may not understand this, but there's a reason why I wear nothing but Ray-Bans. You may think they're overpriced. You may think they're whatever there is there are. But Dylan McKay 90210, it's the original. I'm going to knock you and your best friend off, and y'all going to like it and still be friends and understand that I love you both. Dylan McKay, that's Dylan McKay's son. Jack Perry is no scapegoat, but go ahead.
Absolutely. And not just that, we have the crowning of new AEW World Tag Team Champions. Mm. We had probably and arguably the best stretch of a three-match main event that we've seen.
Mike, why do y'all do man. That? Why do y'all do that? I'm sorry. I'm like, welcome to the Mike Knox Show, okay?
Absolutely.
People, make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe. At this point in the show, as my man Eric Mayweather Wright for my Madden fans out there would say, hit the subscribe button. Smash the icons. When we go live, you know we live. We hit over 1,000, Dice Man and Vaughn. I got to put some gifts together away, but I just don't need them to need them. So I'm going to hold some stuff back right now, okay? I'm a little hype. It's Creative Sunday's fault. But we're here. But why do y'all do that, Dan? Why is everything? And listen, how many years have you watched wrestling? I just want to know that question, please.
97. So 2024.
I was already like slaying them in 97. So yeah. So 97, you started watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I was like 7 years old.
You were like, damn. I'm like twice your age. You're like old enough to be my child, but not really, because if I was having a children at that age, I was really nasty. Okay. Well, that don't make you nasty. It just means you were having sex. Okay. Let me rephrase that for my people out there that says, you know, the talk above that. Okay, Dan. But last night we got AEW Dynasty.
We did. Okay.
You're saying it's one of their biggest pay-per-views. The masses of the world is saying all kind of
hyperbole.
Thank you. All right. Because you're an AEW guy, and based off of here on Unpopular Review, you guys cover the AEW show, and you really defend them to me in an honest and fair way. So I'm not going to disrespect anything your opinion is, okay, despite the antics. That's just Mike Knox being Mike Knox, okay? But last night, let's talk about it. Round one. Look, the match was so bad, I promise you, it's the only picture that I have that's so bad. You talk about this match. I mean, in the words of Eric Bischoff, not my words, not mine, but his. Doesn't matter what it's what he said. What he said was, AEW, a place where wrestlers go to die. Tony, I didn't do shit. So We get Eddie Kingston, who, if he doesn't come on and talk about this, I'll be the most happiest man alive today. I think Eddie Kingston is the worst professional inside the ring ropes wrestler we've ever seen in wrestling that people love.
I can't hear what I said there.
Okay.
I can't disagree.
Thank you. Okay. We got a Briscoe and we got Edge, Adam, All-Star, Rated R, Copeland versus House of Black. House of Black has fan bases based because, well, damn, one's knocking off Rhea Vickley, right? The other one is Malakai Black, who is his wife, okay? Yep. They automatically get the flip up out and start beating some kind of kink out of them, okay? But then this match takes place. Your thoughts, I didn't even care. I'm not going to even lie to you. I didn't even care. Your thoughts.
This really was an excuse to get all six men on the card.
That's Tony Khan's booking, though.
This was an excuse to get him on the card. I understand it's to progress a storyline. The storyline is inevitably Adam Copeland and Malakai Black for the TNT championship.
Yes,
and that's absolutely the direction they're trying to go. It was also to get Eddie Kingston somewhat on the card because for whatever reason, he is a fan favorite. I am with you. I do not see the hype. I don't get it. I think he is a New York City bus driver.
I did say that.
I
did say that.
I don't see it. Briscoe, I know that he's kind of just, you know, he's doing well, but Briscoe is never going to be the draw. And he's kind of just there.
It's so unfair. And it is. How long can it go on and we get it? But being realistically, let's not be the guy that says to the camera, and I mean this in all sincerity when I say this, it's real to me, damn it! It's real to me! Let's not be that guy. Okay, go ahead, continue.
I mean, let's just be honest about Mark Briscoe. He doesn't have the look. There's nothing about his character or persona that works without
Shout out to Delaware. I love Delaware. I love Delaware.
And they're
I love
great.
Delaware. That's they my wife's state. I love it. But we got to get past that, right? So let's get past this match. Okay, this match, I got to be honest with you, Dan the Man. I saw a post today. I thought it was funny, so I'll ask you about it. It said, Roderick Strong, the new Dean Malenko. Now, before you answer that question or comment, let me add this to your response. Mike Knox, and those opinions of Mike Knox belongs to said to Mike Knox solely and not everybody that represents Unpopular View Wrestling or said entertainment. It belongs solely to Mike Knox, spoke with three X's because I'm hardcore. Like, if you haven't watched the Deadpool trailer, you had 8 million views in like, I don't know, 6 fucking hours. I'm hardcore, okay? Listen to this take right here. It's simply because Dean Malenko, as great as he may have been a wrestler, is the boringest wrestler of all time. Go ahead. Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly, which, why do I care? Watch this on my pay-per-view card that I paid money for. Dan, your role.
I want to defend this, but I can't.
I like that. I need some water for that.
I can't defend this mainly because there was no point in this. This was a rushed match. There was very little build to it. It was kind of put together in just a couple weeks. I appreciate the fact that they tried to do this. I just think it was way too soon. And if they built it properly, I might have cared. I don't care. And the reason
why would you have cared still, though? How could you have built this properly?
Well, there is a lot of years and years and years of these two having a history together. Mm.
That's who knows this history in AEW? Because aren't you guys supposed to be? Now, if I'm wrong, please correct me, because I try to watch this product, but I think wrestling fans overall, WWE diehards and AEW diehards, I think they both need to get smacked in the back. You know what? I've been watching The Vampire Diaries with my wife before. Have you ever watched The Vampire Diaries, Dan?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Okay. Well, guess what? I feel like every time somebody gets on my nerve, they just break somebody's neck. That's the wrestling fan, basically, who don't look in between the lines. Every wrestling is good. Find what you like in it and enjoy it. Okay, yeah. But do not. I'm rapping here. But do not throw down my throat that this is supposed to be important. I just don't understand it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that 100%. They could have done better with this. I feel like there's too many. You know, this is a whole other topic, but I feel there's too many championships right now. There's way too many championships, and they're not going to get rid of any titles anytime soon. They're only going to keep adding to the roster. Okay. So. We're in a weird spot right now. I don't care about Roderick Strong being champion anymore. Kyle O'Reilly.
The funny part is, Dan, I like Roderick Strong. Like, I can't make it up. I've been a fan of Roderick Strong since like 2010, 2012. Like, yeah. I thought the name. Every wrestling fan I think is weird. Me and my man, he put up there, he said, my man, Dan the Man. My man, the executive consultant, the executive contradictor, according to Z the Silent, always has to say, it's just certain guys just don't have it. You know? Like, have you ever gone to Wrestling with Chris, the executive consultant?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever gone to Wrestling with Chris?
No.
Good. Because he will say some things that make you think, damn, why are you messing with my cheer? You know what I'm saying? I said cheer them. That's a word. We're in a barbershop, okay? Anything's off, nothing's off limits in the barbershop. Talk about whoever, whatever you want to in the barbershop. You can talk about it. But so this match means nothing. You can't even defend it. We're going to move on. Yep. Can you defend this other than we knew this was going to happen? Congratulations to Willing Nightingale. Okay. I like it. I didn't think it would happen before CEO.
Right.
Dan, you're on my show. You got to do the dance. You had to do the dance. Come on, Dan. Okay. CEO. CEO. Okay. You do that one too? Okay. Ooh. Right. So we knew that was going to happen. Willing Nightingale was going to get this title. But the match I thought was. I've seen them have better. Your takes.
Lackluster completely. Mm. This was a match that could have been a lot better. I mean, I will be honest. I know that Willow Nightingale is a fan favorite. I am not the biggest fan of her. She is growing on me. Julia Hart. Julia Hart lacks in a lot of areas, but where she's fantastic is her character development.
Yes, come on. See, people don't understand that. It's not about the end ring sometimes if you can do the other thing really good. Go ahead. Right. She does play her character pretty well.
She is. Her character is amazing. The presentation is absolutely out of this world. That is what makes Julia Hart great. Her in-ring work is subpar. She's getting better. It's a matter of time. I think she's a little undersized. And I think when you're undersized and you're going up against somebody who is twice your size, it's very difficult for someone to truly get invested in the match because they can't necessarily do all the moves that they're capable of doing. So this was one of those matches that it's just, I didn't see the chemistry between the two of them. It could have been better.
I've only liked Julie Hart from her character standpoint, which I didn't understand in the beginning, Dan. But I figured, okay, as a wrestling fan, I think you should be evolved, right?
Yep.
Like everything Thanos wanted to do wasn't bad. He was just psycho about going about the way he was doing it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So Julia Hart had, okay, AEW, this is what you want to go? Let me go like this. Yep. Well, you even had that pinhead looking chick that she was going against, which I didn't think made any sense how she came along.
Abaddon?
Yep, whatever the hell her name is. Is it worth even saying? I'm not being disrespectful. Good after her. You know what I mean? Shout out. She's on TV. Okay, I've been on TV plenty of times my damn self. All right, I'm not going to stop trying to defend these people who suck. You know you suck. That's what it is. But I respect you nonetheless because I didn't do it and you got more balls than me. What's going on, Jeffrey? Hold on. Let me give you 1 second. Shout out to the Jack Packers and the Knoxers. Check in today, my man Jeffrey. You can see Julia counting steps to keep her up with Willow. Oh, yeah. Listen, yes, Dice Man's biggest thing we both point out together, watch Total Divas first and foremost, okay, is when they count their steps, it bothers me. Guys do it too, though. Uncle P from Fire and Ice, Julia is so young, her best days are ahead of her. That is true, I hope.
Yep.
I'm an idiot, I'm going to say this right here, Dan. I thought Paige Van Zandt had a future in wrestling. Because of her MMA career.
I didn't.
Willow would fit well in WWE if you're giving her the chance. I definitely agree with that as well. I definitely agree with that as well.
See, and I don't think that Julia would fit in WWE. I think Julia is where she's supposed to be, and I think she just needs to get better.
Okay. Hey, Dan, are you on Twitter?
I am.
Or the X? What is your Twitter handle? The team wants to know. When you're a part of the Mike Knox show, we make sure that everybody gets some love. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's give you that love. You're dropping some gems. Listen, Netflix to me sucks in movies, great in TV shows, but they got a movie called Lost Gems with Adam Sandler. Is a really good film. Really good film, by the way. But moving on from this, put in the backstage chant. You're in there, Dan. Put that back there. We got this match here with Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa coming out with no makeup on, right? Coming out like this. What's going on, Katie? Katie! You are trying to get the title, in my opinion, okay? Watch out, Charmaine. Watch out, Jeffrey. Watch out, George. Katie. Katie is coming. Kathy, she's coming on. She's coming on. All right. Part of the AEW crew. Part of the good AEW crew. But Toni Storm, the timeless one in this match, up until we saw the match that we're going to really dive into and say that it's not the greatest match in USA history, by the way. This was my match of the night at this point. I thought this match was really good. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. I've always gotten to a thing about Mike Knox will speak what Mike Knox feels, whether Mike Knox agrees with, whether you agree with Mike Knox or not. I think that's beautiful about the Mike Knox show is that you yourself can, whether we agree or disagree, let's be intelligent wrestling fans and move past it. Okay? Yeah. Because today,
around the block with Mike Knox, give to you the week in wrestling. Blood in, blood out solo. New tag belts, all this and much more today. So it's time to go back to where we were. One of the longest running pro wrestling podcast shows. Talk Perfect Sex with Mike Knox. Talking the biggest stories in pro wrestling. The show for the intelligent wrestling fans. Mike Knox, back to you.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Is Uncle Howie invading the show? What the hell is going on here? I don't know what was going on, Jeffrey. I'm not feeling Tony Storm's reign as champion right now. What is there not to agree with right now, George? Right? I mean, we're all entitled, but the character and the fact that character is such a pompous ass a la for me right now, first thing comes to mind is Triple H. You know, that my nose and ears, the things still come out in black and white the way that Gold Dust used to come out as well. Shout out to Vanilla Sponsor for noticing that as well. To me, a storyline can take a character way further than a person's in-ring ability. That's just my thought, Dan.
Look at John Cena. I mean, come on.
There it is. I can't say no more else than I got so many comments I can't click on them all because I'll be told to go off my own shit. Okay. But your takes on this match, and do you think the right woman won?
Absolutely. I still think that Toni Storm is having the best women's championship run that AEW has ever had, even better than Britt Baker's at this point. I loved Britt Baker's.
Dan, you're down here now. Dan, who the fuck are you? And where have you been? You said something intelligent in the chat today earlier that Diceman agreed with about Kenny Omega, which I totally disagree with. Then you just said this because Britt Baker arguably has the greatest run as women's champion in AEW. It's not even, to me, no question to that. Second, I would definitely give Toni Storm.
Yeah.
I would definitely, because I do think it's been that damn good. Yeah. And I think she's making me, which all of them have not, and we'll talk about other people later, mm-hmm. making me forget she was WWE.
Yeah.
And there's not many that can do that to me. So I will give you that to me. To me, it was my match of the night until we got into later in the night, which we'll talk about this right here. Then we'll take a commercial break after this and speed this along if I can a little bit, but give it still the justice that is due. Want to pay respect to everybody in the chat room and things of that nature. Hook versus Lionheart Chris Jericho. I seen a meme today. So y'all going to disrespect? Yes. I don't know about disrespect, but I don't know. What do you mean? What did we disrespect her by saying? I mean, she had her garb on. She came out looking flawless. It's AEW. I'm trying to move through the Mike Knox show. This is what we do. I don't want to disrespect the other shows. We have a Raw show. We have a SmackDown show. We have an NXT show. We have an AEW show. Shit.
And we'll get more into this on Dynamite Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So gotta give it its respect. Katie check is that Cactus Katie? Okay, I like that better. Okay. But I've never gave two shits about Hook until last night, Dan. I'm being honest. I have said from day one, he's that little nugget that you can't how you say it? Can't quite flush down the toilet.
Yep.
Is Hook. Okay. Yeah. He does not make me believe that he's a badass. He's trying to come off. I'm a little older than a lot of you people out there. I feel like Jeff right now. Shout out to the Raw show. Okay, check that out tonight after the Mike Knox show. James Dean-ish. That doesn't work today. James Dean, like Edward Cullen, really? No offense, my wife loves Twilight, but what kind of woman really wants a Twilight man? I'm just saying, you'd rather have Damon Salvatore, okay, or Klaus Michelson. That's all I'm saying. They're going to be able to vampire, okay? But Hook, Jericho, I'm telling you, me too, Mike. Hook earned my respect. Listen, I'm not sure it was even Hook that earned my respect, to be fair and honest. No. It was the storyline. For me, this match was ass, George says. George, love the opinion. Keep them coming. Dan, the man, your thoughts on this match? Because, like, certain matches come that are bathroom matches. That was a match we, you know, go ahead. I'm going to shut up right now. I'm going to hit. Go ahead.
I think it went a little too long.
Of course it did. It's Hook.
It went a little too long. But, I mean, we all know Hook.
The match was probably ass, George, by the way. Go ahead. The storyline was great.
Hook is, he is challenged when it comes to in-ring ability. And he needs a lot more seasoning. But he has a very interesting character. And it's weird that he still has a presence despite his in-ring ability lacking and the fact that he cannot talk on the mic whatsoever. So Chris Jericho,
Orange Cassidy should be fucking mad that Hulk gets more time than him.
Just saying. Absolutely. Okay. But Chris Jericho carried this, but we also did see Chris Jericho's age too. And
we saw Chris Jericho's age 3 years ago. Go ahead.
We did. We did. But this was a fun, hardcore match. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to crap all over it like a lot of people have been doing.
You can't. It's wrestling.
Right. It is. This was a very WWE style match, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I quietly, without being said, I think a lot of his matches, Chris Jericho, that is, and Hulk, that is, for a while, mm-hmm. has been that kind of style matches. This is why people were going to. Was given those echoes of him leaving to go there, and he could do a better job. There, you had those people there. Why was this title for title? I don't get it either. But then we get to this match, and I'm gonna be real fast with this. I'm gonna be no lie. It's like I don't want a 2 minute man. I don't want a minute. Yeah, you know what you are. Mm-hmm. This card to me felt like Dan, and I'm gonna pick on you now. I haven't picked on you all night. How you would say, oh, this was predictable. I knew who was going to win this whole card. It was pound for pound. It was good, but I just want to tell you, hey, it was good wrestling. But I knew the winner was going to be the match, and the match was going to be Okada. It's like Okada's not going to lose this match here, eh? Okay, it's not going to happen. It's just Okada's match to win, so he's going to win this match. I love PAX. I'm disrespected by this match. Okay, fuck Okada. But I understand professional wrestling, and damn it, he's going to win his match. No, Okada's great. Since he's been in America, he's been okay. Okay? And I know what you're going to say, because it's the first time we're going to clash today. Okay? It's about the in-ring. In-ring matters. I'm going to tell you why that's your walking contradiction, like my man Wise the Bat, the one we call Wise. If and when I know you're going to get to that moment, I'm going to say, oh, walking contradiction. Okay? But Okada's going to win this match. We knew it. It was a good match. Of course it was. It's Okada. It's Pac, you bastards. You fatherless bastards. Your thoughts on this match? What's going on, Jeffrey? You know, Vinny is going to have a field day with this.
Oh, he is. He is. Vinny doesn't like anything. That's the thing. But yet, still gives it a B+. I thought this match was solid. It was a pretty good opener for the pay-per-view. Pac is phenomenal. Okada is phenomenal. Okada, the problem with is still going to be he is a Japanese wrestler, cannot speak a lick of English. It's going to be hard for him to really connect with the audience outside of his past work. Yeah! I know. But he is good in the ring. He is very good in the ring. And his style does fit a WWE better than AEW.
I would 100% say until his run here in AEW, which has not been long.
Right.
You were wrong. But I think you're right. Andy comes in, AEW's great pay-per-view. It was a good pay-per-view. Up until the last three matches, I had this thing pegged as 2 out of 5. The last three matches alone put it to a 4 out of 5. But the shit that people are saying, we're going to get into it in a second. Got to take a break real soon, because some of this shit, I got to throw this shit out, okay? Don't listen. Don't worry about that, y'all, because y'all know what comes on before me.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
So actually, right here, real fast, talk about this match. We're going to take our first break. But like I said already, Dana, man, this match is what it was. In the benefit of voice photography. I just made that up, right? Okay. We knew who was going to win this match, right? What was to come out of this match? What was the purpose other than Okada versus Pac? Good wrestling.
Well, you get two guys on the card. You get Okada his match, his first title defense against a really, really solid opponent.
I thought it was his second title defense. I thought he defended it on AEW against somebody. I'm wrong. Continue.
This was his first official.
Okay, I just said I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. First official title match. It was good. It was a presentable, respectable match. It gives him a good opponent, a good win, and Pac gets to go back to his country for another few weeks and maybe show up again sometime. Who knows? But this was solid, and there was nothing to write home about. But it's furthering the elite.
And that's what this storyline is about. Yep. It's furthering the elite. Listen, we're going to take our first break of the day, guys. We'll be right back here on Unpopular View, the Mike Knox Show. Stay tuned for more.
Drew McIntyre, Becky Lynch, Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair, Carmelo Hayes, Roxanne Perez, The Rock. Year after year, the best from Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and NXT are drafted. This year, who will be drafted to which show, and how will they change the landmark of professional wrestling? Join us on the Unpopular Reviews Wrestling Show with the Executive Consultant, Wrestling Doll, and Dice Man. Remember, the Z is silent, with your host, Mike Knox. That's three X's because he's hardcore. As they draft who they think will be best for each brand. Tune in this Thursday as Unpopular Review Wrestling gives you the draft preview show. And for the first time ever, Unpopular Review takes it to another level with a fantasy booking of the AEW draft, where AEW Dynamite's Dan the Man and AEW Collision's Vincent La Spada. With your host, the Executive Consultant, all this Thursday night. Link in bio.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
Closicola came out there. That man, his name from now on is Solo Shug. Shug Sokoa. That right. Man,
what man. Yo, he's definitely given Shug Knight. I'll tell you that much. He's definitely given what.
Listen, I know this is like when you just get paid, all your bills are caught up, you ain't got no bills due for that whole check. Everywhere I'm walking, I'm feeling like this. I ain't dressed like this, but I'm feeling like this. This is a whole mood right now.
He looks at Solo in his face. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on.
I'll tell you one thing. If Paul Heyman was ever given the option to play the Penguin, I would run to that movie theater.
Breaking news from UPR. We don't need 30 million views with non-retention and 1 second views. We get them over here. They watch this show. They enjoy this show. They talk about this show.
I just want to throw that right little shot out there. I'm throwing
jabs everywhere. I'm throwing jabs everywhere at everybody because everybody act like UPR really don't be doing it. And we be doing it. In the SmackDown Penitentiary, we does this. So. Right.
Shots were really fired there.
They were.
Damn! That's all I know. That's all I know. Y'all better get it.
Damn!
What else can you have after that? All right, so let's talk about this right here. They have said, first of all, let's not say they. One outlet put this, and wrestling fans, I'm sorry. You know, you guys are crackheads. Make fun of Tyrone Biggums all you want to. Make fun of Pookie all you want to. Go watch the, you know, season 3 or season 2, that is, of Snowfall. I call it the damn life of a crackhead. Or no, a real crackhead. That's how you guys are to this story right now. You guys are just full of crack. Crack rock. Is it called crack rock still? Ready rock. You know, bass. Any name that was called that to say this is the greatest match in United States of America's history. I am a Daniel Bryan Bell of Super Mark. Super. DJ, put my fucking face on the screen. Now. Thank you. no, 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 no. Okay, that's enough. Thank you for that. This is not. I'm a Bryan Danielson fan. You're happy, fans. I didn't disrespect him. It's fine. According to you. Okay? I know fans. I'm going to call them out because I call them out and I big them up. I'm going to big them down right now. Well, just because I ain't buy a t-shirt don't mean I'm not a fan. Well, I'm an idiot. I'm going to put the other side of the fan. That's not really me, though. But I know fans that be like this. Well, I bought merchandise. So therefore, I'm a bigger fan than you are. No, you just bought a shirt.
So?
All right. But I bought a bunch of shirts. All the same ones. Do not tell me this is the greatest match and you... Dan, I'm going to steal your thunder before you get a chance to be Houston Thunder Lager. They forget we had Omega versus Ospreay. I'm going to shut
100%.
Up.
100%. 100%. You know I was going towards that.
Well, you said it. You heard me say the other day that, wow, in the chat today, I've been agreeing with you. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, because it was good. Ospreay sold some shit that I ain't sold before.
Ever?
I won't say ever. I'm an Ospreay guy. I know people like Dice will don't say it. He'll say it on his show if he gets shit to say it. I'm going to say it for him. You know, don't sit here and tell me you love Ospreay when you ain't love Prince Puma. And I said to him last night, respectively, you know what I'm saying? I disagree with that. I like no Diddy, bigger stature guys in wrestling with the smaller guys like a Carmelo Hayes to me won't get over too much in the WWE. There's a certain ceiling that's just there for them. So I've been an Ospreay guy for like the last 7 years. And I'm a Daniel Bryan super mark. This match was phenomenal. All the AJ Styles. All the AJ Styles. It was like, I'm watching it last night. Dyson's playing Patadon. I think that's how you say the name of the game. He's playing that. And I'm currently saying, because, you know, he's one of them guys. He's one of them fans that I don't care. Fuck that. It's this. Right? And I love that. I'm that kind of fan in certain moments. But I'm sitting there saying, yo, this is amazing. Yo, this is great. Yo, this is fantastic. Not a single peep out of the brother.
Yeah. If you want to talk about best in North America, I remember watching at Forbidden Door, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega, and literally being in awe. And I'm thinking to myself, this was the best wrestling match I've ever seen. And I remember saying that literally a year ago, less than a year ago, almost a year. And now... Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. Listen, this match was fantastic. This was a 5-6 star performance. However you want to rate it, whatever Meltzer ratings we want to throw out, or whoever.
No, hold on. You said it. There it is, y'all. Come on. I'm bringing you on stage. Vaughn may not say it, but he's gonna clap it. One thing to say to Dave Meltzer. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Dave.
Fuck you.
Tell him Dice Man said it.
Conviction. Fuck you, Dave Meltzer. Vaughn! Go ahead, Dan. But this match was great. But are we talking greatest of all time? It was fantastic.
I don't know it's greatest of all time. I really have to sit back and watch this again to even.
I see you, LaSpaza, backstage.
Vinny's got a couple bones to pick, apparently.
Okay. I saw him. I didn't see him until now, so I wanted to make sure I acknowledged him. Bring him on in a second. Go ahead.
It was a great match. It was a fantastic match, and I could argue that this was the best match of the night. It was the best match of the night by far.
By far.
Absolutely.
It's not even a question. It's not a question.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it definitely was a top five match that I've probably seen. I don't know that it can be better than
I don't think it was better than Swerve versus Cowboy match with the chain.
You're right.
Personally.
You're right.
Personally.
I think that was a better match.
I thought that was a better match.
But there was story to it. There was no story to this.
Well, that's what I – you know what? And I was watching it last night. There it is. Fuck you, Dave Meltzer. I said, yo, they're really trying to make – so here's my my problem with fan bases. I don't want this to be – I'm singling out AEW fans because I make fun of WWE fans as well. And I'm somewhere in the gray area, you know? Mm-hmm. Cactus K, there it is, the name. So much flair was going on in this match. Yes, a lot of flair. A lot of butt-ass kicking whoopings was going on, okay? I don't know how I said that in that way that I said it. I'm getting my inner Dan on.
There's a lot of flocking around.
There's a lot of flocking going on around here. All right. And shit, since we're going to speak about flocking, well, we might as well go ahead and talk about, you know, what we flocking on. And since, you know, we're going to talk about flocking, let's go ahead and...
Let's bring on the flock master.
Let's bring on the flock master. But first...
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
There it is, guys. We got merch. Y'all been begging and waiting for oh so long, anticipating this thing like a Cool J song. We got the Mike Knox Show shirts, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. My man Diceman inspired that colorful North Carolina, of course, blue, right? For him, I got to say, it still gives you the flair of the San Diego Super. And then the Belt Kings hoodies as well. Pricing ranging from $25 to $69. Hey. I don't set the prices, but I do. Not trying to make a killing. I did it just for you. I'm not a rapper, but my kids would tell me to say, hey, Dad, you got to say it. I'm getting my Chris Brown on, y'all. Bars, okay? That's right there. But let's go ahead. Let's bring on Vincent La Spaza from the best cheesesteak place in Orlando. What's going on, Vincent La Spaza, man? How you doing, sir? You're in the car. Dedication.
Now, you cannot talk about flocking without bringing the flocking king on.
Flock away, sir. Flock away.
Flock away.
Go flock yourself.
Yeah,
go.
Listen, I'm tired of flocking waiting for him. Go enough flocking already.
I gotta tell you, and I gotta ask, I'm gonna start with Mike. Why is it that anything with Will Ospreay or even Daniel Bryan, why is the sentence greatest of all time?
I didn't say that shit.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, why did those three?
I can tell you why. You know why?
No, I don't.
Because they hate the WWE. Anything for them to say, you know, I'm not what you say I am.
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. Can I tell you what the best match of the night was?
Oh, God.
No.
Can I tell you what it was?
Listen, not LL Cool J, so I'm not anticipating this answer. Go ahead.
Edge of my seat right now.
I think it was the Trios tag team match. Loved it.
All right. Kick this.
All right. Sorry, Vinny. I got to let you go, sir. You're a little under the influence. This is a show for no people who does drugs. I'm just joking. Come on back, Vinny. Go right ahead.
Let me tell you why. Because I feel like this match.
Which trios match? There were quite a few.
Well, for the trio.
He's talking about the Ring of Honor and the AEW.
Oh, that. Oh, the 0 hour. The one that was so great that they put my man Jay White on the 0 hour show. That's so important. That even Mike Knox said, fuck it, ain't worth me talking about. Go ahead. That match right there was match of the night.
And the reason why I like this match so much is I feel like it could have went both ways. Like, and you know, I...
Both ways, ass boys. I get it. They were making sexual innuendos. Vinny, you're starting to open up the window to a lot of shit now. I know that was you, brother. Katie, come get your boy.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. That's probably one of the best performances that I've seen Billy
both
Gunn
ways,
in the last couple... In the last couple months, I'm gonna tell you what he looked really good that night. I mean, better than a couple of times I've seen him before. So I mean, you know, to me, do I think they needed to you know unify these championships? No, not really. But I'm gonna tell you what I think the Acclaim are way underrated in AEW. They're way underrated.
The Acclaim is way overrated.
Overrated.
You think they're
but
overrated?
The DMV, yes. The DMV gets a lot of people over. Shout out to the DMV, one of the biggest groups on social media that I've been a part of. A big heavy, and the wrestling community is in the DMV. They're from that area, like Willow Nightingale, like Kira Hogan, like what's your girl with AJ Styles? Please forgive me right now. Her name eludes me. Mia Yams. Right, Meechin. No, she went back to Mia Yams. So, gotta be careful with that. Is all I'm saying. So, That's there. But Vinny, your take on this match right here, man. But I mean, Vaughn said Shawn Michaels, Undertaker has to say about that. I think it's a different style of wrestling, and I get wrestling fans crave for that. Like, you know, heterosexuals crave for opposite sex. You know what I mean? It's like a vampire. We're lusting for it. So I get that AEW fans lust to have that great fame banger match that there is out there. And this was very good. I thought Daniel Bryan really was hurt for a second. Great selling.
No, you didn't.
You know why? Not that in real life I thought he was hurt. I'm not afraid to suspend my disbelief to go into wrestling. And I think wrestling fans always try to be the smart mark. They don't think that way. So for that second, I did think, well, shit, is he really that hurt? And I said, and then a split second later, I said, no, one who never sells, I'm going to sell the shit out of this for him.
Right.
And he did sell it. Except for only one time in that match I wasn't a fan of, when, you know, but the sequence was amazing, right? He hit him with the elbow. He hit him with the whatever the fucking move that Daniel Bryan did. He got right back up. Then Daniel Bryan hit him with the knee off the ropes. That sequence was one of the best I've ever seen.
So,
Vinny did a heavy, deep breath there. Shit.
So, go ahead. I'm going to say.
Both AEW people here today, by the way.
I think Daniel Bryan put on a fantastic performance.
It's Daniel Bryan.
I think this was probably
Bryan Danielson.
Daniel Bella.
The American Dragon. I think this was probably probably in his top three matches of all time in AEW. You don't mess this whole thing up because you're stupid. Huh?
No, Roman was talking. That wasn't me. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And Will Ospreay, he never fails. Will Ospreay will never put on a bad match. You could put Will Ospreay against Vader, and he would put on a 5-star match.
Will Ospreay versus Bronson Reed. Let's book it, baby.
Oh, please no.
I think Bronson Reed is as good as Big Van Vader. I said it. Go ahead. Suspend my disbelief. It is AEW, guys. I'm spending too much time here on this shit. Can we get to what we all came up to talk about? Because this match to me was good. We all agree with that, but not the greatest.
You didn't even get to the ladder match.
Oh, shit. I didn't. I did. I made a mistake. That is my fault. Doesn't happen often in production. Go ahead. Talk about. You're right. Because that was the match that gave me Jack Perry resurfacing. Okay. Coming out of nowhere and just, it wasn't a surprise. A lot of people thought MJF was going to show up. I was not perhaps one of those people. Nonetheless, I was intrigued. We got it, so I was here for it. But I thought the match was good. See, that's one of the matches, other than Jack Perry coming out, wasn't worth me talking about because I'm going to always get what I get from these teams. It's like watching the Hardys versus the Dudleys. Versus the Hardys, you know, versus Edge and Christian. I'm going to guarantee going to get a good match. FTR is one of the best in the world. The VEPs are one of the best in the world. And Matt Jackson and his brother. But overall, Jack Perry coming out, as you said to him off the air, being the scapegoat. I said, hey, at least he's a goat. And we all know in the world, LeBron's always going to be number two to Michael Jordan. Okay, absolutely. It's okay for Dylan McKay's son to be number two to CM Punk. Go ahead, speak on that, Dana, man.
The match itself, this was a storytelling match. There was nothing exactly about this that was, hey, you know, we're going to get some 5-star wrestling. There were some great spots, and that's pretty interesting because FTR is not one that likes to do the flips and all the high-flying. They're very technical.
They did last night.
They did last night. Some craziness last night.
Yes.
Which was really interesting to see them come out of their comfort zone. But it was really nice to see something different, to see a new Bucks, to see this FTR, to have the third chapter here, and to have it culminate with a Young Bucks victory. And now I think we have a really interesting thing that can go on as... Actually, I'm sorry, this wasn't the third chapter. This was the fourth chapter. So... Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It told a great story. And for a minute there, I'm like, there is no way FTR is going to win this thing. Mm-hmm. And then thankfully, we had Jack Perry come out. And
thankfully, I like that. Oh, look at your partner down there on Wednesday nights. He's down there shaking the head. Pause. No diddy. Vincent. What the heck are you shaking your head about? I mean, what is he saying? What is Dan the Man saying that's incorrect here?
This, listen, knowing the outcome of this match, that the Young Bucks are going to win the titles, was just plain shit to me. I don't know why Dan loves these two fucks. These guys are the head of the whole company, and mm-hmm. they put themselves on top. To me, that's very selfish.
I'm sorry. Didn't Vince McMahon do the same thing? Uh-oh. God dang. Best in the world meets best in the world. Oh, my God.
Don't tell me, Z for Silent, you thought this was good, too.
What is the problem with these guys?
They suck. What do you mean with the problem? They put themselves over. What do you mean? It's the same crap every time.
Who hasn't put themselves over? If we're talking about best tag teams in the past 10 years.
Don't say that.
They're up there. They're with the Usos. They're with
the Young Bucks, right?
They're with the Good Brothers.
They're with the Young Bucks. Okay, we're talking about past 10 years.
Briscoes.
Yeah.
They're all,
I mean, FTR is up there, too.
It doesn't matter.
They are up there. FTR is definitely up there. Here's the thing, and I get where Vinny's coming from. Some people just don't like them.
Breaking news. This just in, shots have been fired. I will say anything to get listeners. Because Dirt Sheets rule, and so does Dave Meltzer. I'm shaking my dang head. OMG, Mike Knox, back to you.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Let's go. You be off that shit. I'm sorry. You be off that shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Shit. I don't know. Breaking news from Shay chiming in there. Shots fired. Damn. Shit. Ladder match. Jack Perry, shut up. You have something to say, Vince, about you. You hate Jack Perry. You hate the Young Bucks. You hate the Bucks of youth.
I just don't understand why they brought Jack Perry back after he freaking stomped all over AEW New Japan. What do you mean? What do you mean? He totally shit on top of AEW. Like, he totally shit on the company, and they bring him back. To me, that's mind-blowing.
One second. This is why.
Previously on the Mike Knox Show.
And I want to talk about this right here from AEW. Most importantly, from AEW fans that are out there. What's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Uncle P? They just need a break. I feel you. You also put, if done right, you won't miss them. Push others. I agree with you on that one. Becky will be
hands
on
off.
UK tour.
Hands off.
Sorry. Man, you put people in charge in your own damn show. They paid it. But did you see the picture? Okay, it's not just because there's three X's there of Mike Knox. It's that the footage came out. Next to Chicago made Punk, Jack Perry, he came out. I even said it last week on the show, Vinny, that CM Punk was living in his head, but he came out with the jacket and everything else. Controversy equals cash. Eric Bischoff coined the frames better than anybody else could put it. Vince McMahon put professional wrestling on the map. Why do you mean it was expected for him to come back?
But I mean, but he's coming back for what? He's not good. Like,
I'm not going to disagree or agree with that.
I mean, he's really. I mean, honestly. I mean, I can't name. Listen, I've seen the man against Kenny Omega, and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. There's not one match that I can put up there that he did that he's great in. Like, he's too small. And
I give you that. I am blinded by the Dilemma K 90210 love. I will admit that. Okay, I'm blinded by the Lion-O-esque hair mane that he has. Okay, I am blinded by the fact that I am a big fan of Hangman Page, and I thought that storyline was phenomenal. Okay, so I can't completely disagree with you in that, but I do want to talk about this for you before we get out of here. And that is the main event. Okay. Got some points, Vinny. Vinny's the sponsor.
Wait, listen, before we go on to this, I just got to tell you a really funny story about watching this match.
Which match?
So the main event. So I watched the main event today at work because I fell asleep last night, okay?
That's okay. Everybody did.
I woke up, I watched it on YouTube. I woke up to watching, what was it, Forrest Gump. And I could have sworn, when I woke up, I saw MJF in this military hat. And I'm going, wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that the MJ, they put a promo with MJF bringing him back on a save up, like on a Forrest Gump. Like I was totally dazed and
so sleeping. You got Rickrolled, as they kids would call it.
I really thought at the end of the whole match they put MJF in this character, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, what is going on here? I had to pause it and go, oh wait, I'm watching Forrest Gump. I totally missed the whole match.
Okay. TC the Collector chiming in. Let's talk about this monumental moment. If you haven't gone to the Mike Knox Show or Unpop Review Wrestling on TikTok or to our pages, we finally hit over 1,000 subscribers. My word will be my bond. Just because y'all like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not doing it to get to get more likes. But I do it before you. I got some giveaways that we're going to give away. But Swerve Strickland, to me, now making it the norm and going out there and winning the AEW title. You guys had it in your prediction show. I know Vinny was not a part of that, but I did chime in and say I wanted Swerve. I've been saying for 6 months now, go back and check the tape. They say, where's your receipts at? I have my receipts. I've said for the last 6 to 7 months he was the best wrestler in AEW. He was the best story in AEW. And Vinny, yep. You shitted all on it. Like, you know, what did Taz say last night? I thought it was a great line. He said, we told our kids not to underneath a tree. Because we tell you the tree, a bird will shit on your head, right? So no shit on my head here, Vinny. This guy is that good. WWE dropped the ball. There's a funny, stupid thing went around. Somebody said, oh, my God, who is this guy? So, oh, they finally got somebody who's not a WWE guy. He is a WWE guy. Dan respectfully put, well, you know, really? He had a hot coffee there. But that hot cup of coffee, this is why I want wrestling fans to say, oh, shit, Mike Knox is spitting them hot facts, F-A-X-X-X. That's the fact that without that WWE experience, he probably wouldn't have got the job in AEW, okay? Because they like to hire and will continue to always hire nothing but all elite WWE talent. So all the fans that hate WWE understand one thing and one thing for sure. You can like all those great matches all you want to, but 90% of that is coming from a WWE main product that you vow to hate. But doesn't matter. Nonetheless, Samoa Joe, never the WWE guy. That guy that made a name for himself for Ring of Honor, went to TNA, and I would say for me, who's not the biggest TNA fan, I can say I'm a fan from day one, but a fan from knowing the history of TNA. Second, third, fourth, top biggest, I would say fourth in there, top five for sure, in my opinion. Leave it there. And Samoa Joe and TNA history. To give this rub to Swerve Strickland, who I thought deserved to have it, but wasn't sure if Tony was going to do it. And for once, Tony Khan, who has had always some questionable booking, including on this pay-per-view, did the right thing. And Swerve Strickland is your new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. I'm going to start with you this time, Vincent, and see if you got some flocking to do. Your takes on this match.
Well, I got to tell you, after watching that scrimmage they had last on AEW, I got to tell you, they picked the right guy as the champion. I think he's well-spoken. I think he's very humble. And I think he waited his turn.
Killmonger, not Black Panther. I got to keep correcting you people. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
I think he really waited patiently to become champion. Mm-hmm. And I think they made the right move. I really do. I think they should have done it a lot sooner. Because I really don't think Samoan Joe was the right guy for the champion. I think he was a filler. And I watching this match, you can definitely tell that Joe was out of gas and he really didn't know where else to go. So I'm happy that Swerve won. I really am. I hope they leave Swerve as the champion for a while because I think he has a lot to prove.
Real fast, Dan, the man, before you get in there, props to AEW for putting the world championship on Samoa Joe for, dropping the ball with him and then to give him Swerve to win the world title. And yes, Swerve, Swerve Monger. Looking, well, some of the things you said there, Vinny, kind of threw me off a little bit because I don't think Samoa Joe, I do think he was a transitional champion for sure. But I think Joe's pedigree deserves more of a little bit of respect from you than what you your take on, you know, getting him out of there and that and other, and he looking tired, things like that. Samoa Joe will always be Samoa Joe to me. There's a reason why WWE was just afraid, because they have their and I'm a WWE guy, you know, pretty much people will name me to be that. That is my favorite organization. I can say that as well. But they have a certain level that they make you have to be, which sometimes is bullshit, mm-hmm. to compete. You know what I mean? It's like I'm a Notre Dame fan. We'll never get the best athletes in the world because the best athletes ain't the best Christians. Just saying. Okay? So Notre Dame would never be great again. But Swerve Strickland, this match last night, win the world title. Dan, the man, your take on this match?
This needed to happen. This needed to happen back in November. I mean, this could have happened so long ago, but it was the right time as well. And the thing is, what they did here was, and I don't want to cheapen this, and I don't like hearing that, oh, you know, I've seen some negative comments out there about why Swerve got the title. No, Swerve got the title because he earned it. Because mm-hmm. he came in and he busted his ass and he did some of the best work of his entire career. That's the truth on this matter right here.
I've seen better matches from him in this. I thought the triple threat match was better than this one was, just to be honest. But
I don't think this match was great. Yes. Uh-huh. I'm just saying that from a perspective of a story and what the work that he's put in, there's no question that he deserves this. AEW really has hit on building some stars. People don't want to say they are, but they have. They built up Hangman. They've made him relevant. They built up Swerve. This is the most relevant Swerve's ever been. They built up MJF. You know, they're building future stars. They're mm-hmm. just not building it on the watch that some people like. But the reality is, this was the best move for the company. And I just hope that Swerve gets the proper run with the title at this point, because I still look ahead and I'm still looking to All In, and I feel like Ospreay has been telling us the spoiler that he's going to main event, and he's going to main event for the title, and he's going to win the title in England. And unless they're going to go a whole Cody Rhodes route and they're going to wait another year to put it on him, I just feel that this is going to be a 4-month reign for Swerve. And I don't want that to just be what his legacy becomes.
Well, we're gonna find out. And
we're going to.
Like I said, I'm gonna not toot my own horn. I know that I hate when I read it, but as wrestling fans, we're proud when we say, "Oh, I called that one. That was me. I called it." Swerve Strickland was, you know, Dan, you're right. There's not many things that they get credit for, AEW, that is. I think the fans overpush a lot of things. I think a lot of matches are overblown, like they said with Danielson and Ospreay, two super marks I am for, but it wasn't the best of all time. But the right guy won at the right moment. It was time to do it. But you say building stars, I gotta say, what the fuck happened to Wurlow? I gotta say, what the fuck happened to my man? What's my guy? What's the guy who won the ring? Dice, come on, talk real fast, Dice. Help me out. Laker fan.
Adam Cole?
No, not no damn Adam Cole. Adam Cole's been hurt. It's the black boy, Laker fan, Dice, Laker fan.
Scorpio Sky?
Scorpio Sky. Scorpio Sky.
I can tell you what Wurlow. I mean, I think Wurlow's a lost cause. The guy really can't.
They made him a lost cause, though, Vinny.
And he can't wrestle. Listen,
y'all have to stop that. Vinny, y'all have to stop that. I get that defend AEW. It's not about being good. It's about being Jade Cargill is not good in the ring. But look at her. She's a fucking megastar already.
Yeah, but
it's not about being good in the ring. It's about being able to tell the story. They had Wurlow at a plateau,
and they dropped the fucking ball.
They do the same thing with Brian Hobbs. Okay, they have talent, but it's 6 months I'm hot, 6 months I'm cold, 6 months I'm hot, 6 months I'm cold. If that long. That's all I'm saying about AEW. But guys, we're gonna take I'll take a break right here. I want to thank the AEW crew for coming on. They are on every single Wednesday. They might watch along AEW. They're definitely going to be on after AEW. I'm sorry. Is there? You're on the screen there, Dice. You got something to say? My bad. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Threw me off. Listen, you got a map, LaSpaza? They still use maps?
Yeah, I'm lost. I have a map.
but Mike, I do want to add.
Yes, sir.
That when you want to talk about that, the international title, whatever the hell the name.
Yeah, whatever
is.
That shit is called. Yeah.
Okay. The highlight of that match was the end when Adam Cole was looking at Wardlow all funky, because they're obviously bringing a story here together. Wardlow is going to be on the outs here pretty soon.
It is, but guess what? We still know that it's all about who. He is bending over backwards right now, proudly, for Adam Cole.
But just wait till he's kicked out, and then we're going to have the reuniting as faces of MJF and Wardlow. I'm calling it. Right now.
That's the only thing that can save Wardlow. And yeah. Everybody who comes back injured comes back cheered, whether they were hated from before. So listen, we're going to get up out of here, Dan. I want to thank you guys. Absolutely. Check into the Dan the Man and Vinny LaSpaza show every single Wednesday. Coming up next, This Week in Pro Wrestling, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all. Get ready.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man.
N-W-O.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Oh, he's supposed to be here by himself. There you go.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Of course, this is King Von Jr. of the Victorious Ones podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Here to give you the week in wrestling history. On April 21st, 2002, WWF Backlash was held at the Kemper Arena in Kansas City in front of 12,489 fans. And so of course, we saw Eddie Guerrero defeat Rob Van Dam to win the Intercontinental Championship. The Undertaker defeated Stone Cold to become the number one contender for the Undisputed Championship. And, of course, in the main event, Hogan became the Undisputed Champion by defeating Triple H. And so this was his first championship in 9 years since 1993. April 22nd, 2000, ECW CyberSlam took place in Philadelphia. And so, of course, we saw Tommy Dreamer defeat Taz to become the ECW World Heavyweight Champion. April 23rd, 2007, WWE Raw was taped in London, England. And of course, we saw that the main event was where Shawn Michaels defeated John Cena in a one-hour classic. So of course, on April 24th, 1995, Diesel retained the WWF Championship against Bam Bam Bigelow in an episode of Monday Night Raw. April 25th, 1989, Saturday Night's Main Event, we saw Hogan retain the WWF Championship against the Big Boss Man in a steel cage match. He would end up being attacked by Zeus, at the start of the match, who was blocking Hogan's entrance into the cage. And of course, April 26th was Unforgiven. As far as birthdays, April 21st, Brutus Beefcake turned 66. Ezekiel Jackson turns 46. Jay Lethal turns 39. April 23rd, John Cena turns 47. Britt Baker turns 33. Tony Atlas turns 80. And of course, on April 24th, I don't know if it was really 80 or 70. But anyway, April 24th, Eugene Nagata turns 56. And Kane turns 57. And that's your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man.
N-W-O.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hey, all right, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike Knox Show here on Unpopular View Entertainment. Some backstage antics going on, but it's okay. We are still here trying to bring you the best in wrestling talk. Thank you. The longest running podcast that's out there still holding down. Thanks to you, the audience. Thanks to my team holding me backstage as well. Could not do it without you. But to anybody who wants to think that they're able to talk wrestling talk on an intelligent wrestling level,
just bring it, bitch.
It's really that simple because... You know, I just got finished watching Ocean's 11, Dice. So I love playing Ain't That a Kick in the Head anyway. So it's just a kick in the head. But let's talk Blood In, Blood out, right? Last week, WWE had some things. You know what? There's something real fast. I'm going to go back to something real fast. Before I talk about this real fast, did y'all see the tag team titles last week? Vaughn, I have those pictures coming for you. If you go to my wall, they're already there on my Facebook wall, Vaughn. I'm sorry, I'm going to send them to you. Triple H comes out, acknowledges we have new world tag team champions, The Miz, Awesome Truth, and R-Truth, your champions. You got A-Town Done Under now, the new WWE tag team champions. You know, we do the thing we always do, and that's whose title is better. And I'm going to say it, for me, it's the SmackDown belts. I've always thought the SmackDown titles look better. They've just always been something I thought was a better looking title. And, you know, so for me, it's those belts right there. They remind me of the older SmackDown titles that were the ones the Basham brothers had, Team Angle had, those belts. I give everybody wants to love, and this is weird coming from me. I don't like the circle belt necessarily, and I don't, more importantly, like the big-ass WB logo smacked it in the middle of it. That's just, they're looking copy-paste, as the world would say. But Blood In, Blood Out SmackDown review is going to be a little quicker than normal, but because we got something to talk about as well today. And a thank you we do got coming up. We do have coming up, like I said, Two Words Are Too Sweet, so check that out in a second as well. But your new tribal chief, if you acknowledge him, Solo Sikoa came out looking like, you know, they call him Shug Sikoa. You know, he got the, you know, the mohawk going on, got the fresh blonde hair going on, had the little Figaro chain going on. Meanwhile, the advocate, who's doesn't seem to be his advocate, let's follow the storyline, let's follow the breadcrumbs, Paul Heyman, Jerry Karkanian himself, shout out to Vic. I love the reference. If anybody could play the ping right now, it would be Paul Heyman. But, it's a good penguin coming out to come on HBO Max in a segment. Colin Farrell, I'm kind of hyped for that. But I do like that thought process. But all of a sudden, they want some war. They're going to war. They want to go take out Kevin Owens. What did Kevin Owens do to the bloodline? That's all I want. What did Kevin Owens do to the bloodline? Don't matter. It's time to acknowledge the new bloodline. Do you acknowledge the new bloodline? That's a question. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts on that. And just watching this whole thing transpire, I thought Roman is the tribal. He's my tribal chief, right? Stan and tribal chief. Roman Reigns, as my kids would say, Roman Reigns is my tribal chief. We acknowledge him. That's why I went to WrestleMania. That I've been a Roman Reigns fan from day one, not day two, like I was with, you know, 1.9 with Cody. You know, no, I was a super mark from Roman Reigns from day one, down since day one.
I want you to fire me, you fucking mark.
Just like the Usos, I'm a fucking mark for them as well. So I've always been here. But we don't know who's pulling the trigger, do we? We think we do. Rumor has it now, shout out, hashtag Death to Dirt Sheets, that another member's coming this Friday night. I hate when they give me the date. You releasing that you are going to, you know, have some breaking news about something that we all can read and we all can figure out what it is. Is that really breaking fucking news? I'm just curious.
Breaking news. This just in, shots have been fired. I will say anything to get listeners. Because Dirt Sheets rule and so does Dave Meltzer. I'm shaking my dang head. OMG, Mike Knox, back to you.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
That's the second time she broke through with the same news. So in case you didn't get it, that's how it gets regurgitated. We all get the same news. All right. But why you want to tell me that shit? I don't care. I want to be surprised who shows up on Friday Night SmackDown. I said to Roman comes back exactly. Or at least till Paul Heyman makes the phone call. The phone call hasn't been made live on television yet. Right? We can speculate all we want to. Oh, The Rock's behind this. Oh, Roman's behind this. We don't know shit. shit. So all I know is that I need to find out from you. Is this your tribal chief? Hey, Dice, you know, it's not many times I believe in giving myself a very hard wits. But do you see, only a creator will see the creation that was inside of this picture right here. I see it backstage. But listen, the blood, but not the blood. Blood in, blood out. That is the question. Unpopular Review right now is doing some crazy shit. And y'all need to get with it. Okay? Point blank and simple. Okay? It needs to happen. It needs to happen. So, moving on from Thursday, because y'all saw the review show. Y'all seen the fastest rising, most successful show on Unpopular Review Wrestling. I mean, damn, once you became the most successful show there is on Unpopular Review, shit, you gotta aim for something, okay? So, it's okay LeBron's number two, because a lot of people minds, LeBron's number one. So, hey, get in when you fit in. Just know where you fit in at, okay? But, as I already talked about the titles already, I put that on there, talk about the titles, yeah. Oh, yeah, this happened on SmackDown too, right? My bad. AJ Styles, good match. Very good match. I used the pun earlier, but I said phenomenal. AJ Styles all intended because AJ Styles can wrestle a mop. Y'all heard them sayings, right? Yeah! Y'all heard Corey Graves say he is the modern day excellence of execution.
Yeah! Have the insights to do it.
I just love that. And I got the best there is, the best there was, the best there was ever tattooed on my arm. And I still love that because I'm a wrestling fan and it's all entertainment. It's all just comedy and subjective, people. Okay? But also for those new tag team titles, we've had series of matches. We got the Street Profits taking on A-Town Down Under as well. That's going to happen. But this week, we got the draft. The WWE draft is coming. And before you get to the draft,
Drew McIntyre, Becky Lynch, Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair, Carmelo Hayes, Roxanne Perez, The Rock. Year after year, the best from Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and NXT are drafted. This year, who will be drafted to which show, and how will they change the landmark of professional wrestling? Join us on the Unpopular Reviews Wrestling Show with the Executive Consultant, Wrestling Doll, and Dice Man. Remember, the Z is silent. With your host, Mike Knox. That's three X's because he's hardcore. As they draft who they think will be best for each brand. Tune in this Thursday as Unpopular Review Wrestling gives you the draft preview show. And for the first time ever, Unpopular Review takes it to another level with a fantasy booking of the AEW draft, where AEW Dynamite's Dan the Man and AEW Collision's Vincent La Spada, with your host, the Executive Consultant, all this Thursday night. Link in bio.
That is a dope commercial. If I do say so myself, shout out to my man, Michael Smith. Y'all know who he is. He gets in on the whole fuck you, Dave Meltzer shit. And he hates when I have to say this, but I'm going to say it again because y'all hate when I say it on air. But I love that I can say it not being on air, but it still gets the same effect. So let's go ahead and give it to you one more time.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
You can get your new merch right there. Link in the bio. Get your game up. Get your weight up because it's time for y'all to come on now. Let's put a, like, if you buy merch of somebody you don't know, right? I'm not even actually still buy it. I'm still like likes, follows, and subscribes. Or, you know, I'm still for that shit, all that free shit. But if you want to buy a shirt because you've been asking, the shirt's right there. Okay, why not? Right? Why not? Okay, but this week we got coming up, Dice Man. We got the draft coming up. You already see the host right there. We got Executive Consultant representing the Monday Night Raw. We got Wrestling Doll representing the NXT. We got you, Dice Man, representing The SmackDown show, those who run those prospective shows or host of those shows, they're the ones who are drafting those. With your host, Mike Knox, I will not be my same toned up self. This is for them to get their picks out and just go ahead and make it go ahead and smooth the thing. No disagreement on there, but we got a lady, so make sure everybody's friendly as well. But then we got also Dan the Man and Vinny. We're going to do something different on Unpop Review and give you Dynamite versus Collision. We've always thought they were split up before. They should really be split up in real life anyway. Once CM Punk was there, they did kind of have a pseudo set split, but now that he's gone, they still kind of have a pseudo set split. So let's go ahead and draft them in that split. And the rules as follows. Shout out to Dice Man for this wonderful. I told him I'm still in this shit right here. Total 20 picks for two rounds, 10 picks each round, 45 seconds each to make the pick. A minimum of 5 women, 2 total tag teams, 1 faction each. Everyone is available in this draft. So that means yes, Trish Stratus can be drafted if you choose to draft them. After each round, there will be a recap and an opportunity to have a trade made. Each brand gets 3 trades, but don't have to use them all. That is coming up also. But then we had Raw last week, which personally, I get blood in, blood out, Dice. I really was a fan of the show last week. I really marked out for this moment. And sat back and said, that's still not my tribal chief. I love Solo. You know, I'm a different wrestling fan. I don't have to like or dislike somebody. I want to like where the story's taking me. I think that's the number one cog to Spacely Sprockets having wrestling exist. If you don't have a storyline in wrestling, it doesn't matter how great you are in that ring. Bob Backlund couldn't get over today. You happy, Dice? I brought up somebody old. Okay, Thunderbolt Patterson. I'm sorry, it's not Black History Month. No shots fired. Or have they been? Okay, we'll get over today. The same way Ronnie Lott today wouldn't get over, and some of the guys in the NBA like Dan Gugliaga wouldn't get over in the NBA today. So let's just move on, all right? But I thought Raw was superb last week. Really was my favorite show last week. Cody Rhodes coming out there. And I got to talk about this part right here, Dice. This your tweet right here, Vaughn, because this bothered the shiznai out of me. Cody Rhodes can't carry the title. I'm sorry, have you not ever seen Ric Flair and his father? I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it modern, right? We like to use modern things, right? That's how Mike Knox carries his title, because that's how a champion carries his title, okay? So we're not just going to get around with the flocking around here. We're going to get on with the yeeting, all right? I yeet you, okay? You yeet me to sleep. I had enough yeets out of you. Okay, go yeet me some more. Whatever it is you want to insert, insert it. Casting you backstage, Dice Man, holding that belt. Comes out, the yeet master himself. Cody Rhodes says, man, you were here for me. It's one of my Avengers. I will support you if you need me. And I don't need you, brother, because my real brother coming. Shh, you're not supposed to know that yet. Okay, boom. Then we get Jey Uso taking on Finn Balor, which is whack because Finn Balor always got to take an L. Okay, and then, distension inside. Of Judgment Day. Oh no. The champion did not like what Finn Balor was doing. I know you noticed it. Raw show, talk about it. We'll talk about it again next week when we got more time. Doing WWE, we're going to get about it here today. Right? But then, the best thing of Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Where you at, Steve? Okay. Where you at? For all you guys to be hating on my man's right here.
You know what I'm gonna do about it? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tweet my displeasure.
Fuck your tweets. It doesn't matter what your tweets say. Did you see that crowd last week? This was one of the best entrances in a Monday Night Raw that they have been in quite some time. It was smart business to have. First of all, shout out to the dumbass, and not really a good shout out. When Jey Uso was going through the crowd before he went up and the guy got in his way and Jey pushed him out the way. Like, come on, dude. They're letting you be on TV. Respect the line. Okay? Get the hell out of the damn way. Don't be that guy. But Sami Zayn last week, this entrance, Montreal continues to tell you it's not just New York. It's not just Chicago. It's not just Philly. It's not just D.C. They're one of the best crowds when given the opportunity to have enough wrestling there. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. AEW even sold them out. Shit, I'm supposed to be talking about dinner right now. Damn, I'm so sorry. I so apologize for that. But I don't. But what a good match last week. Great match, great storyline. We knew where it was going, just like AEW's Destiny, which I will give 4 out of 5. Kenny Omega title runs. I thought this was a good movie.
You've been calling that shit Destiny all night. It is Dynasty.
It's Dynasty. I've been wanting to say Dynasty. Like a moron. Like, I know that it's Dynasty, like the damn TV show, but I'm an idiot because it should be called. Both names are stupid, okay? And since the day I knew it was stupid, I've been calling it a stupid name, all right? But thank you for correcting what wasn't needed to be corrected, because I know I was calling that shit the wrong name before a moment there. Shit, I was wrong, okay? I did forget that was not the name. But this match was just delivered. And Sami Zayn shows you what he's always had, which I know there's some non-believers out there. Chad Gable has shown what he's always had in the ring that fans have not taken a glance or even really paying attention to look at until he did something stupid and said like a thank you. Then you started to notice, because that's wrestling fans today. You say you hate the fact that WWE books certain things a certain way, but if they show you in-ring skills like dumbass DIY, you go, well, they don't have nothing else. That's me. They ain't got shit else. DIY is ass. The best thing about DIY is R-Truth saying, oh, shoot, Triple H. That's the best thing they got going on for him. Besides that, stop it. But then, boom, he wins the match. Great match. Chad Gable turns on him. We all know it's going to happen. This was just vicious of an ending and as a beatdown there could be after a grueling match. I actually thought this was a great ending to this match. Raw last week just did their overall thing. Last week also, we did see that we lost Rhea Ripley. She had to give up her title. I like how they put in the storyline, because they had nowhere else to go, so they added it in last week of Mitt Morgan. I got that name from King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter, by the way. But yeah. Those who had their shows, it's my turn. Okay? You had your time. But it's my turn. You're gonna mess this whole thing up. But you are. Because you're not paying attention to what wrestling is about. Okay? We can all like who we like. Let me just say that. In fairness, no one's right or wrong. No one's right or wrong. So who you like is who you like. But damn it, you like Android. Damn it, I like Apple. Put some respect on Liv Morgan's name. Stop that coming from you, please. She does one good thing that they helped her do, and now we're supposed to like her all of a sudden? Do me a favor. Go chew some more gum. That's actually a pun on don't fucking chew some gum. You sound like a goddamn cow when you do it. Now, okay, when you watch Mid Morgan, this should be tonight about one woman and one woman only, and that's Nia fucking Jax. Her promo last week was better than Mid Morgan's promo, okay? And by the way, Mid Morgan, I never gave two shits about you until last week. Good for you. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. You finally did something to become more than Mid Morgan. I can chew gum and say, whatever, so what? You know what you can't do? Yeah, I'm gonna leave it right there. Now, going on, buddy? Nia Jax deserves this, not Mid Morgan. Hold on. You know that Liv is winning. I don't want to care about Liv winning. So what? I don't want to know that she's winning. Like, I didn't want to know last night that Okada was going to beat Pac. So what? Nia Jax had a great promo last week. She had the best promo last week, was Nia Jax, among those who, let's not give it up. We're going to be missing Rhea for a while. All right? She's going to be, will she get drafted? I think she will for sure. We'll find that out as well. I want to thank everybody right now before we go any further in the chat room. Y'all have really been holding it down. The numbers have stayed consistent all show. I have started to hit some numbers, and I want to thank you guys for doing such a thing. Unpop Review has been doing things to hit numbers. It's why I thought it was time for one of the cornerstones of Unpop Review to come out. It's just not the Mike Knox Show t-shirts. They're Unpop Review t-shirts. They're the Belt King t-shirts. We have the Zia Silent t-shirts. We have the Executive Consulting, Executive Contradiction t-shirts. There it is. We have it all for you at the drop of a dime, because we want to be that one-stop shop that you have for wrestling entertainment. You follow all these other people. We're just asking us the chance to do it. Avoid the clap. Jimmy Dugan, you know, that's one of my favorite. I ain't put that in a while. Where is my clip for that? I missed that clip. That's one of my favorite clips. That's how old I go back, Dice, is that I was playing Avoid. Oh, there it is. It's called the clap.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Wow!
That's good advice!
That's good advice, yo. I'm sorry. That's a good advice. League of Their Own, one of the best movies, sports movies of all time. But tonight, Raw should be very entertaining. Raw and SmackDown have been on flago, depending on what you like more. I thought Raw, for the first time for me in about maybe 3 years, has kind of shifted back the pendulum of what's the best show. Now, does it happen to help that Roman's not there? Maybe. I just don't know. But before we got it here, we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and we're going to end this show the right way. So get your comments ready. I do want to give, I got a couple of names that I pulled from the thing. I am going to give something away today, Dice, real fast. So we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Bruce Prichard. Some people know me as Brother Love, but forget about that right now, because do you know who you're listening to? You're listening to Mike Knox with the BDSIR Radio Network.
The big guy. The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Two words for you, too sweet, often imitated, never duplicated, not even a stick of dynamite can make your dog mad. Bang! Shots fired. Anyway, two words for you. Tony Khan says he will welcome the Bella Twins to AEW. Sorry, Mr. Khan, who I am for real. Bella's never coming to AEW. You suck, you know what to. Get out of here. It's we Swerve Strickland. Swerve when I try, swerve when I try, swerve when I try. Defeating me, you lost your mind. Becomes the first African-American AEW World Champion. Let's give it up for that man. He called his shot. He made it happen. And he's one of the only reasons that makes AEW enjoyable in the slightest. So Rousey says people don't get the Logan Paul attention. Come here.
What's up, boo? You realize that you had a full ride to WrestleMania. Main eventing a WrestleMania. The first WrestleMania main event with all women. Logan Paul hasn't done that. I'm pretty sure you don't have the following that Logan Paul does. So what you complaining about?
Two words for you, boo! My gosh! WrestleMania 41 location was let out of the bag by The Undertaker. Says it's going to be in Las Vegas. I'm going to believe that because it's The Undertaker. Why would he not have inside information about WrestleMania? I'm just a guy that scours the internet, look at these rumors and this news, and I like to sift through them so you don't have to. And I got a good 85% rate. So let's believe the dead man on that. You know, Brooke says she was in talks with other companies before she became Ash by Elegance. Tony Storm ripoff. And joining TNA. I'm going to put you in that same boat I did Matt Hardy last week. You went wherever the money was going to go and somebody was going to pay you. And that was TNA because they were dumb enough to do so. Two words for you. You probably like to do it anyway. Sasha got on his Instagram and his Twitter and basically said that WWE used the Indian people, not putting them in a positive light, just getting the money because there's 1.2 billion people over there. Then it was, woo, see ya. Bryan Danielson says that he'll never retire unless he's medically forced. Anybody in here that used to watch Total Divas? I'm calling bullshit. You think that Brie Danielson is going to let him wrestle forever when he is one power driver away from breaking his freaking neck from not remembering his own kid's name? You think she's going to let that happen forever? Absolutely not. TNA is very interested in bringing back Tessa Blanchard to the company. Enough time has went by. She did what she did. She said what she said. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is incoherent to things around them. So you know what? It's all right. It's water under the bridge at this point. People got to move on with their lives. Before I get out of here, it's my time. But before I get out of here, y'all hear that? That's that damn train coming. You know what train we getting on. Y'all get you a ticket and come on along and say it with me. Fuck Dave Meltzer. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, live hard. Love hard. Love often. As always. Look at it.
DJ, the king of rock. Listen, y'all, get in where you fit in, because, you know, if you're not used to fitting, that's just not my fault. But real fast, so we got to hear, I want a confirmation on the 85%. I'm with you with that. I want to say it. For it.
Listen, listen, if you look at every single two words or too sweet that I've done, I've only been wrong on like three. So my percentage might be off, but I'm definitely up there with what I say. I digress. But, you know, it's nothing but hate. So as I am, get your shirt right now. Just get your shirt right now. Support him. Support him. Because at this point, he's just trying to keep the black man down. We shouldn't do that. Come on now.
Swear. Whoa. Whoa. It's black on black crime. But listen, guys, I got something to give away. Let's go ahead and do it. I don't ever do stuff like this. It's just, I thought it was funny, so I'm going to give it out. All right, let's go. People in the chat, who we got? Who we got? Here we got. All right, Mike Peters, Facebook, okay. I will give you the... Shit, I don't know. What's your giveaway, Dice? I got... He can't have Charlotte Flair. I don't know him. We got to get that song that we know.
You got to do...
The bro? I give him the bro hat?
The bro hat. Let's go with the
bro hat. All right, Mike Peters, inbox me on Facebook. I see you there. Inbox me on Facebook, and I'll make sure you get your Matt Riddle.
If he does not respond by yes. the end of the week, that goes back into the chamber. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, I like that, because you know what? I'm not reaching out for you motherfuckers, so how about that? So, see, that's why I got smart people backstage. I got Vaughn. I got you. Listen, Vaughn, I'm sorry, bro. This picture, I'm going to send it to you shortly, brother. This is one of my favorite works right here. I'm sorry. I'm going to just admire that thing one more time. Here, it's one that admire that. But what a show today, y'all. AEW Dynasty, Swerve Strickland. If you haven't checked out my TikTok page, make sure you go to TikTok page. Make sure you also go to Unpop Review's TikTok page as well. Check that out. Check out the shorts here on Unpop Review, and as well as the Mike Knox Show. Again, guys, I told you I'd get over 1,000. I will be giving the jacket away next week when we got more time. Ruck rules. Not really, but you know how it is. It rhymes with something that's, yeah, no lines being crossed here. But before we get out of here, right? Oh, Dice chimes in. Go ahead.
I just want to say, because I'm trying to make it my business, every show that I am a part of, everything that I am participating in, I want to let all of the people know in the chat that we appreciate you. The likes, the shares, the subscribes, the comments, the way that you guys show up to every show that we do, every single time we're going live. We could not have these discussions if you guys were not a part of it. If not, we would just be some boring guy with a microphone and LEDs behind us talking about breaking news. But we're not those people. We come here, we do this because we love it. We love you guys. So thank you guys for participating in the chat. And I just wanted to say that.
No, I appreciate. Don't you leave. All right, fuck it.
I'm here.
All right. Shout out again to the Victorious Ones podcast. My man King Von Jr. holding me down backstage as always. Always here, always holding it down on the Twitter.
Always shots.
I got them pictures coming to you.
Always shots.
I got those pictures coming to you
too long.
In a second here. But listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. I went over time. I got to feed my kids. The NBA Plus is on. The Sixers got to win game two tonight.
Yeah! Says, let's go, Knicks!
Yeah. Shots. Everybody! Listen, do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me! And don't love God. That's crazy. Y'all crazy. Y'all know y'all crazy. We out of here. Y'all know the view. I just respect can't say it right now. Just get up out of here. Fingers, yo. Fingers. I am stuck, Dice. Get me out of here.
Now I gotta get up. Dang, you messed up my pose.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
You messed up my pose.
The shit just got stuck. All right, there it is. I'm moving now. I wasn't moving before. God damn, Tony.
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark.
Lose it, bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. YouTube or Google me, turn it up and play it. Cause many people think it, I just had the balls to say it.
Oh man, I missed the band.